All of the anchoring processes are built around two anchoring techniques. Those are creating a single anchor and also creating a stacked resource anchor. Now, the process for creating a stacked resource anchor is on the bottom of page 2. Essentially, what we do when we create a stacked resource anchor is we anchor numerous states all in the same place, i.e., one trigger fires off a whole series of anchors for different states. And the states that we'd normally use for a stacked resource anchor are there at the bottom of page 2. There would be feeling totally powerful, feeling totally loved, the feeling that you could have whatever you wanted, a time when you could have it all, a time when you felt totally energized, the feeling that you have when you fall down laughing, and the feeling of totally confident. Notice there that we don't have any states like relaxed or calm. Those states aren't really very good for anchoring because how do you get intensely relaxed or intensely calm and stay awake? So the states that we use for anchoring are more what we call uptime states. What we'd do is we'd elicit each of those states in turn using the state elicitation process that we've just been through, and we'd anchor each of the states on the same knuckle. So firstly, we'd go for totally powerful. We'd anchor that on, let's say, the first knuckle of the right hand. If we looked at the client and thought, that's really not that powerful enough, then what you can do is you can have them go back to another time in the past when they felt totally powerful and anchor that on the same knuckle. If it still wasn't enough, then have them go to another time in the past when they felt totally powerful and again anchor that state on the first knuckle, then move on to the next state of totally loved, etc. What you've now got is you're gathering up all of the most resourceful events in the person's past and sticking them all onto the same knuckle. So then when you test the resource anchor, do a break state, say to them, what do you think to the carpet? Or can you smell bacon cooking? And they say, no. And you say, neither can I. That breaks their state. They go into a little bit of confusion, but they're not in the state they were in before. And then what you do is you fire off the anchor again by pressing the first knuckle. When you press the first knuckle, provided you've done the anchoring process correctly, they will immediately have all of those feelings of being powerful, loved, feeling they could do whatever they wanted, a time they could have it all, the feeling of being totally energized, feeling of falling down laughing, and the feeling of being totally confident all come up in their neurology all at the same time. For most people, that will have never happened in reality in the past. So what you'll have created is a resource anchor that will put them into a more intense state than they've ever experienced in their entire life. Now that's useful. Imagine all the places that you could actually use a resource anchor like that. Going for a job interview, doing a big presentation, asking somebody for a date, all of those things where you go, I'm not sure whether I can do this, fire off your resource anchor. Whoom. And off the person goes, and because they're in the appropriate state, they can behave in a way that will get the absolute best result. You'll see me create a resource anchor on the demonstration that you're going to look at in a few moments' time on the DVD.